It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey, Satellite Guys, welcome to another exciting edition of the SatelliteGuys.us podcast. And we've had a long break, and we've been on vacation for a little while, as Scott's been in the Big Apple, and I've been moving into a new house. And, you know, Scott, how was that Big Apple trip of yours?
Yeah, it was pretty decent. Just got back late last night, and it was a pretty neat trip. Got to do something that not too many people do, but should try doing if they can, and that is heading to New York City and going to 30 Rock and checking out NBC. I don't know if you saw me or not, but on Monday morning I was on the NBC Today show. I was on for a good while, standing behind Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira and Al Roker, and got to meet them all, got to talk with them all for a little bit. It was really a cool thing. And then after that, was able to go inside to Studio 1A and get a tour of the Today Show studios and sets and everything like that, which was really, really cool. It was just a real fun time. The Today Show set was really neat to see how they did it. If you're a pub member, check out the pub area. I put some pictures online that we took inside the Today Show studios. The window to the world that you see in back of them when they're doing the morning news is really neat, because there's a big beam in back of them. But on TV, when you're watching, it looks like you're just looking out a window and there's glass all around them, which is not the case. Through a little bit of Hollywood magic, what they do is behind the beam, looking outside, they put a camera. And that camera, then they morph it into the other camera to bring the full effect, like you are looking through one continuous pane of glass. And that was a really cool thing.
Wow, I'm glad that you mentioned that, Scott. You know, I saw a picture of you online that I think Don posted of you and it looked like Al Roker was kind of standing next together. It looked like a little bit disturbing.
Well, yeah, Al was there. We talked for a bit. And Matt Lauer, we talked for a bit. I actually got to talk to Matt Lauer about spending the Super Bowl at the White House. And Matt looked at me and said, because I asked him, you know, what it was like to watch the Super Bowl with the president and, you know, what kind of setup did he have. And Matt Lauer looked me straight in the eye and he goes, I bet you have a better setup at home than we had there at the White House for the Super Bowl. And then he said he's been to better Super Bowl parties, but it was still fun to be there.
Wow, very good.
So it was kind of interesting.
Yeah, very good, Scott. And, you know, speaking of Super Bowl and fan favorites, as the Super Bowl is always a fan favorite here at Satellite Guys, we launched some new forums this week.
Yep, we are the first forums I know of anywhere that are allowing our own members to create their own online fan forums. And on Friday of last week, we launched 9 of the 10 that are planning to launch for the initial rollout, and this week we'll be rolling out the 10th one, because the person who was running the 10th one was on vacation, and we didn't want to launch his forum without him actually being there for it. But we're the first place anywhere where our members can create their own forums, and it's something I'm very proud of, and we're getting some great response to new forums. I know, Bob, you have a wrestling forum, correct?
Yeah, that's correct, Scott. I have the World Wrestling Entertainment Forum. You can find that at http.wwe.satelliteguys.us.
Yeah, that will take you directly there. And all of the new forums are really, really taking off. As I was looking today, this afternoon, at them, all the new forums had about 30-plus people in them. So that's some really exciting stuff there, because if you look at other sites, and I'm not just saying other satellite sites, but other sites, and you go see how many people are viewing the forums, 30 people is a lot of people to be visiting the forum, so that's showing me some extremely positive feedback from our member base that they are liking what we're doing here.
Yeah, I haven't seen anyone else with this kind of ingenuity as far as allowing members to take the horns and kind of let them run the show a little bit, and it's really an amazing thing, and I think it's just nothing but great things for here at SatelliteGuys.us as we allow our members to express themselves the way that they would like to.
Yeah, we give them absolutely, we give them full moderator controls so they can, you know, make stickies, they can, you know, delete if necessary. It's a really great thing, and we're giving our members the power because our members have given us all the great ideas over the years, and who knows better what our members want but our members themselves.
Right. And speaking of celebrating, Scott, and as we're celebrating these new forums, Cablevision customers are celebrating a HD Festivus, as it should be.
Yes. As we announced here Saturday before I left for New York City, we announced that Cablevision was going to be launching 30 new HD channels in the Bronx, and they did launch them on Monday. We were the first ones to report that anywhere. We reported that on Saturday, and Monday morning, boom, they were there.
Yeah, that's wonderful, Scott. And, you know, what I've noticed the trend is between UVerse, although UVerse's picture quality is a little bit questionable, cable companies like Comcast and Cablevision, they're quickly, if not already, caught up to DirecTV and Dish Network. And I kind of feel like DirecTV's lost their marketing edge in high definition as far as launching new content, because we've seen very little content launch on DirecTV or Dish Network.
Well, yeah, we were lucky, and you know, since the last podcast, Dish Network has finally launched all the Viacom channels that they were missing. But DirecTV's been relatively quiet. Today they came out with their annual report in it, and it didn't really mention too much about HD at all in it. They did announce some new things, like a whole house media server coming out in 2010, and they also announced that they're planning on streaming NFL Sunday Ticket games to people on their cell phones. Two interesting things from that report, the earnings report, which is available online. We got a link to it at Satellite Guys in our DirecTV forum, so go in there and check it out.
Yeah, speaking of DirecTV doing things that are kind of innovative, DirecTV finally launched their 1080 progressive programming in high definition, VOD.
Yeah, and I wrote, it was kind of funny, I wrote a multi-channel news article about it the day they released the information about it, and I kind of picked on DirecTV a bit because at that time, all the 1080p was still being downloaded over the internet, so I wrote a multi-channel thing saying, well, here's, you know, the disadvantage of things. As soon as I published the story, I got a note from DirecTV saying, oh, we didn't put in our press release what we're planning on doing. Here's what we're planning on doing. And what they're going to do is each month they're going to stream 10 1080p movies to the home out of the 30 that they have available at any time. So you don't need a broadband internet connection to watch the top 10 1080p movies. They'll automatically be downloaded to your HD DVR without you doing anything. Just when you're not using it, will download in the background. Again, no broadband connection needed there.
Yeah, I was very excited to hear this because as ISPs are starting to put bandwidth restrictions on their networks, that really a user could start eating up through that bandwidth restrictions right away. If a user has a 5 gig limit, download two movies and you already surpassed that.
Right. So that's a really great thing there that currently Dish Network only makes one movie available a month. DirecTV is going to be making 10 available at any time.
Speaking of launching things, Dish launched the new HD that they promised was supposed to be originally on April 1st, and that would be the Viacom channels. They finally launched that last week.
Yep, and they're looking good. No complaints here. I'm enjoying Spike TV very much. Been watching the UFC, been watching the TNA wrestling. All of it looks pristine, really, really gorgeous.
Awesome. That's great news to hear, Scott, as well as other things. So, well, Scott, DirecTV, as we just got through talking about them here in a little bit, but they apparently paid some large amount of money for some do-not-call violations.
Yeah, unlike Dish Network, who's going to go and fight, you know, these allegations in court, DirecTV figured that, you know, time is money, and they might as well just pay a fine and move on with this instead of dragging this out through the court system for years and years and years, like it looks like Dish Network's going to do, and decided to pay the $2.3 million fine just to get things out of their hair. As far as I know, they're not paying that to say that they're guilty or not guilty. They're just paying it so they can move ahead and conduct business as usual instead of tying up the court systems and spending lots of money on lawyers and fighting. It's you know, they think it's fruitless to do it, and I actually applaud them for that. You know, take a look at what Dish Network's been doing with Fisher Communications. They're only fighting over a couple million dollars there, and yet Charlie's willing to lose millions upon millions upon millions, and, you know, I'm talking about hundreds of millions of dollars possibly, in the areas where the Fisher channels have been removed. He could be losing all that money, and he does not want to solve this because of this lawsuit they have going on there against Dish Network. He'd rather go on principles than just paying this the petty little fee that that they want, that Fisher wants, and, you know, start showing the Fisher channels again. So you know, there's two different ways of looking at things. DirecTV, I think, did the right thing by paying off the fine and saying, fine, let's go ahead, let's move on, and I think that was the right thing to do.
Yeah, really, lately it seems like EchoStar's kind of not picking, instead of picking and choosing their battles, they're trying to choose all of them. Whereas, speaking of choosing battles, both satellite companies have chose a very fine battle to fight, and that is the battle of choice and your local channels.
Yep, that's a really good one. And if you read the press release that they put out today, and it wasn't really the best written press release, as some people have pointed out, but it's a joint effort between Dish Network and DirecTV, and they're going out to change the rules of the Shavira Act, satellite home reception, something. And they put that out because, let's say you're in a city somewhere, you go by DMAs, so just because you live in an area, let's say Wyoming, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be watching Wyoming stations depending on how the DMAs are laid out. And this is happening all over the country. And as I wrote in Multichannel today, I'd like to see them actually expand this so that satellite can offer the same local channels that your cable company does. Where I live here in Connecticut, you know, I get the Hartford locals. But I can, if I had cable, I'd also get the Springfield, Massachusetts locals as well included in my thing. Yeah, on satellite, I'm stuck to just the Hartford market. I'd like to see them level that playing field there. And, you know, you should be able to watch what you want to watch as long as you're willing to pay for it.
Yes, yeah, exactly, Scott. And I actually kind of went up this a little bit further. My view on this is if you want to watch Colorado Springs channels in Chicago, you should be able to do that. It's kind of like picking up the New York Times in L.A. and reading the New York Times, or picking up the Chicago Tribune in Denver and reading the Chicago Tribune in Denver. If you want to watch any local channel from anywhere, wherever you are located in the United States, you should be able to do so. And it's not like the network programming that you're getting is different. Essentially, the network programming is all nationalized, minus the local channels, whatever the content they produce. So all that program is the same. It just makes too much sense to me.
Well, the whole thing here is money. And, you know, the NAB is a very powerful group. And if these changes are made, some of these stations are going to be out a lot of money because they're going to be losing a lot of viewers. But is it fair for somebody who lives in Nevada to get their locals from Los Angeles, California, when they have, you know, which is 236 miles away, when they have local stations that are 40 miles away from them? The entire DMA process does not make any sense, and it does need to be revamped. And, you know, when Severa was put into act, not too many people really had satellite television, and there wasn't a lot of satellite locals. But now it's very commonplace, and the law really needs to be changed. And I'm fully going to support both Dish Network and DirecTV on this and give the consumers at home a chance to watch their local channels that they want to watch.
Yep. Well, Scott, that's the music.
Yeah, it is. And thanks for joining us. And make sure you check out the new fan forums. It's something we're really proud of here. If you have an idea for one, maybe we'll be adding yours soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.